Thanks for joining us today. This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in a series called Created to Dream, the six phases God uses to grow your faith. In this series, Pastor Rick helps you recognize and understand the predictable patterns and processes God uses to strengthen your faith and develop your character so you can live the truly extraordinary life He has planned for you. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about Pastor Rick's brand new book called Created to Dream. This life-changing book will help you discover and live out the amazing dream God has just for you. To find out more, go to PastorRick.com right now while you listen to today's broadcast, or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called How to Deal with Difficulty.
Some of you right now, as you listen to me talk, you're going through major hell right now, some kind of major difficulty. It may be an illness, maybe guilt, it may be shame or fear, financial problem, strain in a relationship, laid off, bankruptcy, cancer. Some of you right now are actually not only facing it, some of you are in a shipwreck right now. Does God have a word for you while you're going through this difficulty? Absolutely. God loves you so much. He brought you here so He could say this to you. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Grow up. That's what God wants you to do. That's what God's purpose is in this difficulty. He doesn't want you to give up. He wants you to grow up, and He wants you to look up to Him. He wants you to mature and to develop and become more and more the person He intended for you to be in the first place. How do you do that? How do you use your difficulties and problems to grow up? By doing the things we've just been talking about. You determine the reason. Okay, what caused this? You determine the result. What does God want to bring about as a result of this, regardless of who caused it? And number three, you determine your response. I must determine my response. And I need to ask myself some very honest questions about the difficulties I'm going through, like, how should I react to this? What does God want me to do? You will have problems and difficulties and hurts and trials and things that will either make you bitter or make you better. You'll either become what God wants you to be, or you're going to shrivel and your heart will become hard. It's your choice. When you go through those situations in life, those difficult times, phase four of faith, what happens to you is not nearly as important as what happens in you. Why? Because it's all about character. That's what you're taking into eternity. You need to ask, what does God want to teach me? What does God want me to learn? How should I respond to difficult situations? Now, in this chapter 27, it not only shows us three things that God does through our problems and causes of our problems, but it also shows us three things we should not do. And of course, they're typically the three things we normally do. Would you write this down? Don't drift. Don't drift. In verse 15, Acts chapter 27, it says, "The ship was caught up by the storm and could not head into the wind, so we gave way to it." We gave way. What's that mean? We're drifting. And we were driven along. So what did they do? They gave up. And they just said, you know, we'll just go wherever it takes us. We're going to go any destination. And they just started drifting. That is one of the most common reactions to difficulty. When problems tend to overwhelm us, if you don't watch out, you're just going to start drifting through life. and you're going to give up on your dream, you're going to give up on your goals, give up on your objectives, your purpose, your ambition. You're going to stop saying, Lord, I want to do something significant in my life, and you just start to go along to get along. You know, we don't call it drifting today. You know what we call it? Coasting. You know, coasting. How you doing? I'm just coasting. Do you know what happens when you're coasting? When you're coasting, you're always headed downhill. And you're going in the wrong direction if you're coasting. Don't do it. Don't give up on your dream. Don't lose your goal. Don't start drifting. Number two, second thing don't do, don't discard. In verse 18, it tells us this. They began to throw the cargo overboard. Now, as you read this story, first they threw the cargo overboard, and then they saw that wasn't going to help, and so they threw the tackle overboard, and then finally it says they threw the food overboard, and actually they were ready to throw the prisoners overboard. They were discarding things that they needed because the storm was so tough. Friends, this is such a common human reaction to difficulty. When pressures come and the stress gets unbearable, you just tend to start abandoning things, values, relationships, stuff you would not normally ever let go of in better times. You hear people say it all the time, I'm throwing in the towel. I'm giving up on my marriage. I'm abandoning this relationship. I'm out of here. I'm checking out. I'm chucking it all. I'm giving up on my dream. My dream to go to college, my dream to get married, my dream to make this marriage work. And when the storms come, we start throwing out things that we really shouldn't be throwing out. Our values, our heritage, our relationships. We start throwing things aside that we really shouldn't be throwing away. And we do it impulsively. God said this in verse 31 and 32 of Acts 27, stay with the ship. In verse 31 and 32, Paul tells the centurions and soldiers, unless these men remain in the ship, you cannot be saved. So what did they do? The soldiers cut away the ropes, and they released all of the ship's lifeboats, and they let them just kind of fall away. By cutting away the lifeboats, what are they doing? They are forcing themselves to stay with the ship. Now, let me get very, very personal. Have you done that with your marriage? Have you cut the lifeboats loose so there's no way out? Have you said, like Kay and I did many years ago when our marriage was in terrible trouble, divorce is not an option for us? Have you closed the escape hatch and locked it and thrown away the key? You see, if you haven't, you will always be tempted to walk out on that marriage.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Did you know God has a dream for your life? And it's far bigger than anything you could ever dream or think up on your own. The Bible says, God can do anything, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. It's as if God is saying to you, think of the greatest dream of your life, and I can top it. Maybe you haven't yet found God's dream for you, or perhaps you already have, and you've encountered difficulties, delays, detours, and even dead ends. You may even feel like giving up. Pastor Rick says, every God-given dream takes a predictable path from dream to deliverance. And along the way, God is building your faith one step at a time. If you're ready to live the extraordinary life God has for you, then you're going to want to get Pastor Rick's brand new book called Created to Dream, The Six Phases God Uses to Grow Your Faith. Based on the lives of well-known people in the Bible, this life-changing book will help you discover God's dream for your life and will show you how to overcome the many barriers you'll encounter as you pursue the dream God created just for you. Created to Dream is one of the most important messages Pastor Rick has ever taught. That's why right now, when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take God's Word to the whole world, we'll send you two copies of this life-changing new book. That's one for you and one to share with a friend who needs to know God really does have a dream for their life. Just call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. And thank you so much for your support.
Now, back to more from God's Word with Pastor Rick Warren.
God said this in verse 31 and 32 of Acts 27, stay with the ship. In verse 31 and 32, Paul tells the centurions and soldiers, unless these men remain in the ship, you cannot be saved. So what did they do? The soldiers cut away the ropes, and they released all of the ship's lifeboats, and they let them just kind of fall away. By cutting away the lifeboats, what are they doing? They are forcing themselves to stay with the ship. Now, let me get very, very personal. Have you done that with your marriage? Have you cut the lifeboats loose so there's no way out? Have you said, like Kay and I did many years ago when our marriage was in terrible trouble, divorce is not an option for us? Have you closed the escape hatch and locked it and thrown away the key? You see, if you haven't, you will always be tempted to walk out on that marriage. If you don't throw away the key, you will never develop the character that God wants you to have. You see, it's always easier to cop out than it is to develop character. You know, God can change personalities. God can change situations. God can change circumstances. He can even change you. But he won't if you're always walking out the back door. He says, stay with the ship. And I have no doubt that some of you came to this session because God wanted to say to you, stay with the ship. Don't throw out the values you know are right and are important. Don't drift and don't discard. There's a third thing they did in verse 20 of Acts 27 that God tells us not to do. Don't despair. Don't despair. In verse 20, it says, we finally gave up all hope of being saved. That's always the last thing to go, hope. But they had forgotten one thing. Even in a storm, God is still in control. He hasn't left you. You may not feel him, you may not see him, but he's with you in that storm. And he will help you through it. He's testing you. And this is part of the phases of faith. You've gone from delay to difficulty. And God wants you to trust him. So what do I do? You're going through difficulty right now. What's the right response to difficulty? Well, again, the Bible tells us exactly what to do in the storm. Number one, I confess my part. You know, if you brought this problem on yourself, you need to admit it. You need to stop making excuses, and you need to stop blaming other people. You know, you've heard me say before, you spell blame, be lame. If you've got a problem with drugs, you admit it. You got a problem with alcohol, admit it. You got a problem with your temper, you admit it. You got a problem with your mouth, admit it. You got a problem in your marriage, admit it. What are you pretending is not a problem? You know, the Bible says a man who refuses to admit his mistakes can never be successful, but if he confesses and he forsakes them, he gets another chance. So the starting point to making it through the storm, through the fourth phase of difficulty, you confess your part and you accept responsibility. The second thing you do is you confront it. You don't run from a problem. You can't go under it. You can't go over it. You can't go around it. The only way to face a storm is head on. Do you know, any boat knows if you turn sideways in a storm, you're going to capsize. God says, face the storm, don't fear it, go straight into it. You're never going to resolve any problem in life by ignoring it, by pretending it doesn't exist. God didn't say it would be easy getting through this storm, but he did say, I'll be with you. You are going to make it. Did you hear me? You're going to make it. Now, how do I know you're going to make it? Well, you take this last step. You claim a promise. Claim a promise. Did you know that there are over 7,000 promises in this book that you can claim when you're going through tough times? You know, the interesting thing about this story is that everything's falling apart in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea except Paul. Ship's falling apart, crew's falling apart, the weather's falling apart, but Paul isn't falling apart. Why? Because his confidence is in God, not in the ship. Verse 25, Paul says, therefore, keep up your courage, men, for I have faith in God. Remember, this is a series on faith. I have faith in God that it will happen just as he told me. In other words, I believe God will keep his promises. Now, it's very important you understand this. God did not say that the ship would make it. In fact, he said it would break up. It'd fall apart. But he did say the men would make it. Some by swimming to the shore and others by floating on pieces of the ship. Now, you may be going through a storm right now, and your ship may not make it. You may lose the house. You may lose the car. You may lose the career. You may lose, the bank accounts. But God has never promised to keep all your comforts around you. He did say, however, you will make it. Now, you may have to get to shore on a broken piece of the ship. You may have to dog paddle to get to shore, but you're going to make it. You know, none of us, listen, have completely whole lives. We're all broken people, every one of us. We're all broken people. But you'll get to shore on a broken piece. You may have a broken heart, but you'll make it. You may have a broken home, but you'll make it. You may have a broken career, but you'll make it. Why? God says, I will be with you. What storm is threatening your ship estate? Maybe you're feeling a little battered and bashed around. Do you feel like that little ship in the Mediterranean and you haven't seen the light of day for 14 years? Or 14 days, or 14 weeks, and you feel like you're going to pieces and you're going to crack up and you're going to fall apart and everything's coming apart at the seams. Are difficulties and delays discouraging your dream? You are in phase 4. We're going to get to phase 5 and 6, but let me say to you right now, don't give up. Don't become anxious. Don't become afraid. Don't allow yourself to drift. Don't give up on your dreams. Don't start discarding your hopes. Don't start drifting through life. Don't throw away those values and relationships that you know are important. Don't throw away your convictions, your faith. Doubt your doubts and believe your beliefs. Don't throw away your relationship with God or going to church or being in a small group. Or meeting with God on a daily time to read your Bible in a quiet time. Don't drift. Don't discard. Don't despair. Instead, turn to God and never give up hope. Hang on. We're almost to the deliverance. Let's pray. Father, so many times we get ourselves into storms and into shipwrecks. Because just like they did in this situation, we listen to bad advice, or we follow the crowd, or we rely on circumstances. Forgive us for the times we've done that instead of listening to you. Lord, it really doesn't matter so much whether we brought it on ourselves, or somebody else caused it, or it's from Satan, or you allowed it in your life. In any of these situations, you still want to use it for good. Help us to ask, what do you want to teach me, rather than why is this happening? Help us to look at the changes you want to make in us, not the changes you want to make in other people. Help us to focus on what you want to do in and through us. And Lord, when we go through these times, as many people I know are going right now through difficult times, may we not do what they did in this story. Help us not to drift. Help us not to discard. Help us not to despair. Instead, let us do the right thing. Help us to confess our part of the problem. Maybe right now in your heart, you know that part of the problem is you, and you need to tell God you're sorry and that you want to change, you want to repent, you want to confess your part. Lord, help us to confront our fears and to confront the problem, not to keep running from it. Help us not to suppress it or repress it or express it, but to confess it to you. And help us to hang on to the promises when, Lord, that's all we've got. Help us to remember that God is all we need. Sometimes it seems, Lord, we don't know that till you're all we've got. And I pray for those right now going through difficulty and discouraging times, that they may hold on and that their faith may be deepened and their roots go down deeper so that they may make it to the promised land and to the phase of deliverance. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so happy you've chosen to study along with us today. You can get hope and encouragement from Pastor Rick delivered to your inbox every day when you go to PastorRick.com and sign up for his free daily devotional. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, if you want to live the extraordinary life God has for you, then you're going to want to get Pastor Rick's brand new book called Created to Dream: The 6 Phases God Uses to Grow Your Faith. Here's Rick to tell you more.
Hi, everybody. Did you know that God has a dream for your life, and that dream is bigger than anything you could ever possibly dream up yourself or think of on your own? I want to help you discover God's dream for your life, so I've written a new book called Created to Dream: The 6 Phases God Uses to Grow Your Faith. Now, this book will help you identify God's dream for your life and teach you how to navigate the 6 phases that God is going to take you through as you pursue your life dream. It's important to understand this process because otherwise you're going to get discouraged and you might even quit when your dream isn't realized right away. The Bible is full of stories about people whose God-given dreams became a reality, but it didn't happen until they first went through the 6 phases of faith. God uses these delays and difficulties and even dead ends to deepen your faith and teach you how to trust Him. And as you pursue your dream, you're going to start living that full and abundant life that God created you to live. Now, why does God use these 6 phases of faith? Well, it helps you see His presence in your life, and it teaches you how to trust Him in every stage of life. Now, friends, this is the first book I've written in 10 years, and I don't want you to miss out on God's best for your life, or I don't want you to give up on your dream before you reach it. So I'd like to send you a copy of Created to Dream, the 6 phases God uses to grow your faith. When you give a gift today to help us at Daily Hope share the hope of Jesus with people around the world, we appreciate your prayers and your financial support so much. Have I told you lately that I love you? I do. God bless you.
Created to Dream is one of the most important messages Pastor Rick has ever taught. That's why right now, when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take God's word to the whole world, we'll send you 2 copies of this life-changing book. That's one for you and one to share with a friend who needs to know God really does have a dream for their life. Just call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. And thank you so much for your support. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.